Blog Talk Radio.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Get on with your business before I throw you out of here.
Nobody loves a census taker. Come on, we'll get this over in a hurry.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Thank you.
Yeah. All righty. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome. The Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. May Possum Hour set you on that path. I think Dr. Cake and GT have watched the Doctor Who. Not sure about Fjord. I bet you Gumby ain't seen no Doctor Who. Hope hasn't seen it. I haven't seen it. What about Split? Very good cross-section of humanity here in the Doctor Who. This is not a scientific poll, by the way. No wagering, please. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Tea Party crying towels. Hold on, I gotta write something. Proud makers of Tea Party crying towels and extra stretchy fat guy pants, which I could probably use some of those because I'm getting pandemically fat over here. Actually, I had a good week as far as not probably not gaining anything, which is nice. Well, we at Possumar thank them again for their fat guy stretchy pants. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Ted has new treats tonight, man. He's like blissed out. Fucking new treats, Magoo treats, or even better. A good time. Monday nights, it's at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Thursdays, it's Bill Stone's Hour of Beratement at 7. Drop in and give him 20 minutes. And Friday, it's us too, Friday Night Possum. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor. What a surprise.
Popeyes is that spicy chicken.
Celebrate 88 at Popeyes. Till January 9th, 1988, you can get two pieces of spicy, delicious Popeyes chicken and a biscuit for just 88 cents when you buy a medium soft drink. That's right, get two pieces of Popeyes chicken and a homemade buttermilk biscuit for just 88 cents when you buy a medium soft drink. A New Year's celebration for the city that made Popeyes famous.
Oh, there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum.
Ahoy, mate. This is your old friend Popeye. Does you knows what a gator is? Well, it's short for alligator. The alligator belongs to the crocodile family, and let me tell you, that ain't no kind of a family to belongs to. Why? Well, the alligator is one of the meanest and untrustworthy animals you could never want to get snakes to. And takes it from Popeye, keeps far away from them long, sharp teeth, and watch out for his heavy, strong tail. Why, that tail can come swinging around and knocks you head over heels. If you looks up alligator in the dictionary, it'll tell you that the alligator ain't hostile to humans. But I doesn't takes me no chances with them neither. Over here in our zoo, we has a little girl once who tried to tease a alligator. And does you knows what he done? Well, let me sings about it to you.
I knows a girl, a funny little girl. She wants to pets the alligator. Gator is shy, the gator is sly. Let's pet the gator later. I knows a boy, a silly little boy. He wants to ride the alligator. Gator is rough, the gator is tough. Let's pet the gator. Oh, later, don't try to pat the gator's head. Don't try to rag him piggyback. Cause if you do, the keeper sag. You might become a gator snack. I knows a girl, a naughty little girl. She tried to tease the alligator. The gator was mad, the gator was bad. I think the gator, boop, pater. Gator's head, don't try to rag him piggyback. Cause if you do, the keeper sag, you might become the gator's snack. I know the girl, a naughty little girl. She tried to tease the alligator. Gator was mag, gator was bag. I think the gator, boom.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor Fuck You, Gumby!
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Big, massive dumps.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie!
Kumquats! Alright. That's the length and breadth
don't
of that.
Don't pet the gators. Don't pet the gators, man.
That was like, they thought that was important for kids to know. You know, hey,
well,
kids.
Florida.
You see
Florida
an alligator.
Kids.
Yeah, think twice about petting that some bitch, you know?
Uh-huh. Little cautionary song.
Reminds me when the old man down on the farm, they caught this fucking snapper turtle.
Yeah.
Looked like a damn prehistoric animal. They had it in this big, one of those big 50-gallon drums, you know. They must have made turtle soup out of that guy. But they lured me over there. They go, hey, look in here. I do, okay. I stick my head in there, and this fucker goes, A-shy-ow! Like, right up in my grill, takes a snap at me. Sheesh. Crapped my pants.
And they stood there laughing and laughing.
Oh, they thought that was that was the biggest hoot in the world, man. I'm half in tears, you know. I'm going home. Sheesh. Like it never crossed my mind for one iota to pet the thing. You know, I want to go home. I want my mom now. Not kidding.
Good time. Good time.
Get that, man. Man, you run into some weird shit down on a farm, boy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
I would imagine so.
Alrighty. Well, how was your weekend, sir?
Same old, same old.
Yeah.
Going on in the Gumby life.
I was a little miffed today. They were calling for like
Oh, it's going to be like 39 degrees today.
Ooh, cool. Because it's been sunny the last couple of days. You know, I told you guys that never, the sun only shines, you know, 49% of the time here. So I was looking forward to that, man. I'm like, shoot, 40, damn near 40 degrees. I'd get out and walk in that shit. You'll get nothing in Lincoln, man. It was like, it's like 29 degrees. Yeah, too cold. Throw it back.
You know what, I've been doing? I've been binging on Canadian TV. I've been watching Corner of Gas. I finally started binging on that.
Canadian TV, man.
Here's a question for the Canadians. Every hit show you have, they have to make it into an animated show as well.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I got nothing on that.
Yeah, they've done that to Letterkenny. They've done it to Corner Gas. And what else? What was that other one they did it to? I'm drawing a blank now. But there's a third one, too.
That's funny.
Funny
show. They're talking about, I guess in Canada, they stick stuff up their noses a lot when they're kids. That's a big problem up there.
Really? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Ford was sticking peas and veggies up there. Applecheek's brother got a nickel stuck up in there.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Stuck stuff up my nose. My finger.
Yeah.
About it.
That's about it here, too. Yeah, that's right. Kids in the Hole is also a cartoon, I think. But I'm thinking of another show.
Shit. They did a cartoon of Kids in the Hall?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Weird.
Oh, they said he did, too. Oh, okay.
Yeah, GT knew a kid that swallowed a nickel, and they did not get a quarterback. He didn't make change.
There you go.
He made number two and no change.
The Trailer Park Boys. They made a cartoon
Trailer
out of
Park
that,
Boys.
Too. Yeah.
There you go, man. Man, they got a lot of good shit from Canadian.
Yeah, oh, they do. Yeah. How about Red Green? Did they ever make a cartoon out of Red Green?
They had to. I mean, if they made a cartoon, arrest that shit. Oh, this was a note from last Friday. We were doing masquerade there.
Yeah.
This is kind of weird, man. But, like, I'm in the grocery store, and I'm finding, like, masks kind of a turn-on. You know?
It's gotten to that point.
Like you see a girl, you know, a woman, and all I notice are her eyes, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, stunning set of eyes there, you know. Because that's pretty much all you see. Winter, there's nobody showing any curves or anything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it might be a kink that should be explored.
Well, I've always liked those parka things or whatever the fuck that's called. That there's any women wear or whatever. What's that called?
The
parkas? What's the parka? Yeah.
Burka?
Yeah.
That's Burka, the Islamic thing.
Yeah.
Muslims,
yeah.
I don't know, that's a little much, man.
I don't know, it's a little sexy.
It's really weird. It's always weird when I do a caricature of a gal in one of those things. Because it's like...
That's one you can phone in.
It pretty much, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird, the first one, it was very awkward. I didn't know how to, you know, I had no method to do it. I'd never done it.
Uh-huh.
But, there's no problem, but it's kind of weird.
Do one
they
and
were
zero,
all wearing burkas.
Zero off a few.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a pretty
zero
easy off, gig if everybody,
yeah.
if I worked in Saudi Arabia, I guess. speaking of sexy. I don't know, is it just me or is that Della Street on a Perry Mason show? No.
She's all right. I like that.
I always had it to Doug her, man. And I think it was was my dad was an attorney, you know? And I kind of thought, like, well, Bella Street
is he working
for sure.
Is he working with that? Yeah. Okay, I see.
You know what? I seen Dad's secretary. She was no Della Street, I guarantee. She was one of those women that looked like she knew what the fuck she was doing and got her job done well.
Hired on her talents and her skills and her ability.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Blow something up, man. Dismantle this bitch.
Yes.
We gotta talk more about the coming revolution, man. When the white man will rule once again, blah blah blah. You already got a treat. Yeah. Hopefully, you get to put an end to these fucks, man. For all.
I'll supply some dynamite. At least slow it down.
I know. So let's, in honor of that, get in a time machine. Uh-huh. Go back to, what the fuck is this? Am I blowing up? Oh, I remember. Yeah, there it is. Okay. Time machine. I did that courtroom job, Apple Cheeks. It was really cool, man. Man, I made a shitload of money that day, too. Got paid by the TV station, got paid by the syndicate that used it, and then got paid by CNN.
Oh, no shit. You did one of those courtroom sketches?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It was a dude. He was an Islamic dude. And he was going to blow up a mall or something. This is back in 2000, giggity gig, 3 or 4, something like that.
Okay.
And I never got asked back, but there aren't that many gigs at that because it's only the only court they don't allow cameras in is federal court. So usually those aren't high-profile crimes. Although there might be a few of those coming up soon. You never know. Let's just hope. Alrighty. So, we're in the time machine. And we've gone backward in time to 2013. Two reasons for this. Number one, I was too lazy to blow something new up today. All right.
Okay.
Which, that's a mea culpa. And, so far 2021 sucks as bad as 2020.
There you have it.
How long can a thing like this take?
I don't know, I'm going crazy myself.
Oh. Hi, fellas.
Chef!
Go! Oh! 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 Oh!
Baggy, you love. No, 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 Baggy, you love.
Don't be a stranger. Come on in. Come on in, you dumb. Come on. Get in here. What do you think this is? I'm not doing a mobile thing. You come over here and do your barking. Attaboy. I thought we were going to miss out on Ted tonight. Not so, beaver breath. Right, Ted?
Nice, Ted.
Got a nice crowd out there. Cake said we should have blown that up. Ford says, you do not blow up the suburban lawns.
What a great name for a band.
The suburban lawns, Ted. You know what Ted would do to the suburban lawns? He would poop on them. Right, Ted? That's what you do at a suburban lawn. You poop on it. It is for me to poop on.
Is there any peas on sidewalks?
No, I know. He's going to poop. He won't pee on it, so you're safe.
There you go.
Got to pee on concrete. Sheesh. Let's preserve this urine for future generations. You can see the little thought balloon in his head. Shush. We're not ready yet. We got to say Apple Cheeks Alice first. There you go. That was beautiful. Am I still on?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Apple Cheeks Alice. That was good, Ted.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
There's Daddy G.
Daddy G. Big Daddy.
Daddy G. Yeah, he's got a blog talk bong show on Saturdays. What is that? Nine, Ted? Nine, you say? Eastern time? You're on a check your local listings? Okay. Wonderful.
Ted knows.
Thanks for coming, Daddy G. There's Dr. Cake.
Daddy
Wouldn't
Cake.
Be a show without Dr. Cake, right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
Yeah. Ted knows that. Thanks for coming, Cake. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks. Thanks for coming, Daddy G. And there's Ford Prefect. There's Coach Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
He makes my job easy. So far, he's provided 75% of the content of the program. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Suburban Lawns.
Hey, don't worry, Gumby. Your contributions are coming up, baby. I'd also like to thank Gigantor for calling in. That was a beauty call, man. He's sounding good tonight. He's in rare form.
Okay.
Space Age Robot. Thank you, Ford. Or it could have been Popeye. I'm not sure. I always get them. There's GTO. You know, he sounded like
GTO.
That when we were kids. He sounded like that when we were kids. Hey.
Like Popeye?
Hey, how you doing
here? Sure he did.
You know, if only he had that laugh. Right, Ted? Right? Yeah. Thanks for coming, GT.
GTO.
You'll probably not like the yodel. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to hate the yodel tonight, so that's the word of warning. Should happen. Right, Ted?
Yeah, they can't all be gems.
Right, Ted? Oh, no, it's a beautiful yodel, but there's just nothing in there for GP.
Okay.
It's all yodel all the time. There's other people's eyes are all pal hope, right, pal?
Hope. Other people's eyes.
Ah, I knew you had one more in you. Oh, yeah, that big game, the OSU game's on tonight, man. I'm not watching that. I don't watch the professional football either. I missed the Steelers getting beat by the Browns last night. That had to leave a mark. Right, Ted? Right? Come on! Well, thanks for coming, Ope. Oh, okay. Oh. And there he is, the sinister minister of finance and parking.
Hey.
Professor R.J. Gumby. There you go, pal.
All right, here you go. Thank you.
Enforces the
there.
First quarter. Ha ha. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Deck.
As the week ends. Hump Buggy Badass. Enough said.
That's one of those songs that could have went on like 20 minutes and it would have been all right.
I was starting to have like an LSD flashback, man. It's probably a good idea they decided to.
That'll do it to you.
Getting a little woozy.
I hear you.
Alrighty. Well, what do we got here? More interesting stuff. Yeah, man. Oh, here it is. Okay. I need a more powerful toaster. I've come to this conclusion. I need more power.
There you
my
go.
Fucking toaster, man. I put an English muffin in there, and it barely gets it warm. I want to see.
You had it up all the way?
I got it up all the way, man. I want to see blackened edges on that bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Especially with an English muffin.
I want that thing cooked.
Uh-huh.
This Penny Ante bullshit.
I had to buy a new microwave today. The other one crapped out on me 2 days ago.
They're known to do that.
Yep.
I went a long time between microwaves there. I kept the old one. It was a huge, huge microwave.
Yeah.
I keep noodles and stuff in there. Figure, you know.
Oh, you store it? It's for storage now?
Yeah.
It's like a little cabinet.
Yeah, these are for storage for
Okay.
Well, I got a cabinet, but I was like, you know, well.
Extra. Yeah.
Yeah, extra cabinet space. I don't know, because I need it there. I keep the coffee and everything on there. Hey, it's a long story.
Yeah. Did you put the new one on top of it?
No, no, that was the problem. Where I had the old microwave, there was no direct plug, so I had it hooked into an extension cord, and that's what fried it, man.
Don't put
any kind of thing like space heaters or microwaves or anything like that on an extension cord. Kids, are you listening? Because this is just common sense, man. You don't think about it, but yeah, it's not a good. You don't, especially the space heaters, man. Like you'll hear, Mr. Science clued me into that. I don't know if he's tuned in tonight. I'm sorry, I missed your call the other night, sir. Gave me a drunken phone call, but I was passed out drunk already, so I missed it. Yeah, man. I had one hooked in into an extension cord, and I felt the extension cord. It's hot, like where it's plugged in.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
I didn't goo. That's a no goo. Ted, what do you want, man? If you don't want any more treats, I got nothing else, man.
What do you want, man? A little bit of bleed for you right here, baby.
So anyway, I need a more powerful toaster, man. I don't know where I'm going to... I don't know if they make toasters powerful enough for my tastes. I don't have to start looking. Maybe like... they have like a toaster shop, like a toaster store. Yeah,
and
Ford.
You got to get a regular toaster and take it to Crazy Kenny and tell him. Tell me you
want to
soup up, baby.
Soup up this toaster for me, Kenny. You know what I'm saying.
There you go.
Wink, wink.
Crazy Kenny will take care of it.
I want to toast some English muffins, if you know what I'm saying, over here.
Kenny gets it done.
Another cool thing. Over the weekend, I was on Amazon. Because I ordered a book, like... 2 months ago that it hasn't come out yet. It's coming out this month, you know. And I was just kind of looking at the, you know, the release date and when I was to expect it, you know, because I'm like, is it going to get something? I'm going to get a present. You know. Pandemic thrill, man. Get a prezzy. So I was looking in there and they have my whole purchase history. Since,
yeah.
I don't know, it goes back to 2009 or something. Cuisinart toaster. Huh. Cuisinart, that, you know, Cuisinart's probably a good toaster. I'll check over at Target, man. I know I'll have to at least spend $20, but it's worth it.
Target? That sounds like a Target. Place that would give you a strong toaster.
Well, some people call it Target. I call it Target.
Oh, okay.
Like
I was
the
just
field
class. That's where I got
in
my microwave.
Oh, you got a Target? I got mine a Target, dude.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah. That's
sweet.
The only real place I go, and I rarely go.
High five, man. We got,
I don't think I've
like
ever been
microwave buddies.
There you go.
Microwave buddies, not. But no, on Amazon, they got your whole history, everything you bought there, right?
Yeah.
And like the first two things I bought were two Leon Russell CDs, and then I followed by three or four Tiny Tim CDs. And like I think those were the last CDs I ever bought in my life. Okay.
Okay.
Except maybe for the Corn Cobblers, because I know I bought a Corn Cobbler somewhere. Anyhow, you any guesses on what my major purchases from Amazon are? I have a buying pattern.
Well, the Maury was only two books, right? Maury Amsterdam? Or
well,
just one.
You got me. Books.
Uh-huh.
Although a lot of those I got on eBay. Books and shoes. That's my thing, man. Books and shoes.
Books and shoes.
Like,
right.
Book, shoe. Book. It's like every year there's a shoe. One shoe every year, like a new shoe. My annual shoe. Although I'm probably going to have to skip a year because I didn't really wear out my shoe this year. The shoe sat there.
Yeah.
Didn't go anywhere, man.
Well, there you go. You saved money on shoes because of this pandemic. There's something
it saved money on shoes this year. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Price of everything going the fuck up, though, man.
God,
I can't
make back your money.
I can't get out of Kroger for, you know, under $75 these days, right? Of course, that's where I buy beer and shit.
Take a spin.
Well,
you'll be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
What should I say? One of the places I buy beer.
There you go.
All right. Ted, go lay down. Well, you are laying down. Go to sleep, baby. Poor guy. He ain't been feeling so good, man.
Yeah.
You got to take him over.
Taking the painkillers, all right?
Yeah, I got one in him about 8:30. Oh. That's so slimy. Like, I'm getting good at it. I just, you know, stick it down his throat. That sounds so brutal, but
hey,
it's actually much more better than, yeah, much better than.
You better check in the CBD.
But, man, when you stick your fingers down a dog's throat, it really, there's like a slime coating that's really hard to get off, man.
Good
job. Yeah. I don't know which one to play here, man. I've got so many to choose from. I spun the wheel and I'm still coming up. I got one, two, oh, God, three, four. Oh, God, no. I won't subject you to that one. This is out of left field, man.
I'm intrigued.
This is out of left field. Do this one. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country, but you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl today, is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in the saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam's place. And there he met old Gapmouth Joe. And Gapmouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on, They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. And old Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can kick the habit. So old Josh began to puff, puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. So he went back home that night. But the next day he's right back down to Gap Mop Joe's house. But Gap Mop Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, I understand you fooling around with old Gap Mop Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late at night, he was in the bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He saw, mother, let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gap Mop Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke. Didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick. Sneaked up behind her. Hit her across the head. Ba-doom! Bip-bop! Bip-bop! With the kicking and stomping her. And finally the old lady was dead. Stone dead. So he ran on back to Gap Mop Joe's house. Fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo! I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell. In a jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money is gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama. Mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look like I'm going to die. And finally he fell to the floor. He was dead. Stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a liar out of him. Made a thief out of him. Stopped him from going to college. Lost his $2,000. Made a murderer out of him. And finally killed him. Stone dead. Stay away from marijuana. And stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
Washington, D.C., for a report on the big protests from last week. Here we go.
Ma'am, what happened to you?
I got made.
You got made?
Yeah.
And what happened? You were trying to go inside the
Capitol? Yeah, I made it like a foot inside, and they pushed me out, and they maced me.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Elizabeth. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And why did you want to go in?
We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Thank you.
There you have it, man. It's a revolution, man. Do you want a revolution? You should probably have,
the musical.
You know,
the opera.
Well, you know what? They're saying that was an inside job, man.
Yeah? I don't know about that.
When you think about it, would it be to, like... But how easy would it be to walk into that fucking place like that? Not that easy.
But a big mob.
Yeah, but the scuttlebutt is that some of the cops were in on it, man.
They could have been, because a lot of them were involved, yeah, on the outside of it, too.
Now, that one cop, did you see that one cop, the black guy, and he's these guys chase him up the steps?
Yeah.
And they showed this footage all weekend, you know, and you go, "What is this guy, this poor guy, you know, he's being chased." But then they, you know, they reveal what he was really doing, and he to his left was the Senate, the doors to the fucking Senate chamber, unguarded. So he pushed the first the head guy and then led him down the other way, you know, to chase him. And they all, the dumb-dumbs, chased him down the other way, away from the Senate, so.
They didn't know where they were going. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a smart move.
So he was yeah, he'll probably be decorated for that shit, man.
Yeah.
Schmont guy. Schmont. Oh, man. Yahoo City. Oh, yeah. Mea culpa. Oh, you a culpa. The Capitol guy, the rioter that I said I was laughing at Friday that died after tasing himself in the balls.
Uh-huh.
That it didn't really happen.
So now it really was. Okay.
No.
That's a shame.
The wife of the subject of the rumor spoke to Snopes and explained that the man in question never even entered the Capitol and wasn't carrying a taser. Man, that's even less funny.
Well, you know, it probably happened to somebody else then. They probably got their stories mixed up.
Well, so no, on the other hand...
Wasn't the guy whose picture they were showing then, right?
No.
He did die of a heart attack, but no taser.
Some guy did die of a heart attack, and then somebody on Twitter just made that other shit up. It was funny.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got a big hoot out of that. Like I said Friday, I choose to believe it, and I still do.
Well, I mean, man. They tried to take over assholes tried to take over, man. I need something to laugh at. But in other news, it has been confirmed that one of the three other insurrectionists who passed away on January 6th was trampled to death while carrying a "Don't Tread on Me" flag. That is true.
I heard that one.
So if you want some some irony in your diet, there you go.
That's my irony. I like that. Beautiful.
And of course, you know,
how fucking poetic is that?
Don't tread on me, man. Bro. Don't tread on me, bro. Oh, man.
That's beautiful.
That's not funny, but it's funny.
All right.
And the cool thing is, big business is taking notice and like cutting off their money to the politicians who are, you know, complicit in this shit, which is cool. A number of cool things are happening. They wanted to wake up the deep state. Well, they woke up the deep state, but the real deep state, the intelligence organizations are on this like flies on shit. And all these geniuses that posted when they got home, hey, look at me. They're done, man. Like, people are getting fired already. They're getting arrested.
Looking morons.
I hope they start.
I'm going down in history.
I need to throw the book at these boneheads. All right. Don't tread on me, bro. and then at the parlor, the evil Facebook, man.
Yeah.
They cut its nuts off, too, so.
Yep.
Yeah. Fucking cool, man. Like, I don't want to get too,
they went
too
far
up
with this.
Too many wins for the good guys, man. I'm getting nervous, you know?
Yeah.
But, shoot, man. Need these... Shut the fuck up, some of these guys. All right, well, hopefully nothing else bad happens because they have shit planned for this weekend and the inaugural and all that other shit. And it's like, come on.
I don't
man.
Think anything's going to happen to Bobo for the clear reason that there's too many people on his side.
Yeah. Going to get impeached another time.
Yeah. What, you think that's going to happen?
They won't convict him, but he'll be impeached by the House. They might convict him if it's left over from after the when the new Congress takes over. But that double impeachment, man, get that going.
Yeah.
all right. Now, I didn't read this ahead of time. Switching gears here. Enough about Bobo. Except for the fact, the other thing that's great about it is his whole thing was not like he started out building buildings. But after a while, he just lent his name to shit, right? So he's made all his money the last couple decades on his lending his name. Now his name is mud. Nobody wants his name. They're taking his name off of shit. Plus, if they do convict him of impeachment, he won't get the $200,000 a year pension from the presidency.
Yep.
And $1 million travel budget. What the fuck's that about? So
I never knew that.
Nice.
I know
that'd be nice.
And the lifetime security too. That's kaput. Can you imagine getting that detail?
It'd be nice to just set him adrift in a fucking rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.
Nice legacy you left.
All right, now we'll switch gears. For Christ's sake, enough of talking that. And that's why we don't say his name, because he's talked about enough already. A Danish public television show. Have you seen this?
No.
Like an animation
show. I told you that.
No, it's a program about John Dillermand, whose unusually long penis performs rescue operations and steals ice cream from children.
Good God. You did say it's animated, of course.
Yeah, like a claymation. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, what the?
A claymation?
What the bloody fuck?
Oh, man. Move over, Gumby.
New animated Jesus show about a man called John Dillerman and his unfeasibly long penis. I had a dream like that once, but that's another story. The premise of this program is aimed at children between the ages of 4 and 8, show how Mr. Dillerman, which translates into Mr. Penis Man, has overcome the obvious challenges that come with an incredibly long schlong.
Jesus Christ.
This is something I didn't know about the Danes, that this was like a problem, you know. We have to teach the youngsters how to cope with the big phalluses that they're born with here.
That's what I was trying to think of. What are they teaching these kids?
Wow. So, hey, man. Good for you guys.
There you go.
I mean, when you're the size of your society's wieners gets to the point where you need, you know, educational programs to teach the kids how to deal with their long wieners.
And what's the name of it again? John what?
Mr. Penis Man, John Dillerman.
Jesus Christ!
I can't tell if I watch this during. Now, what's the name of the show, though? I don't know what the name of the show is.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's John Dillerman. Here's a picture of John. Here's a picture of John Dillerman trying to light a barbecue with his exceptionally long penis. He's got he's squirting lighter fluid in there.
It's a distraction. It's keeping kids away from sex. Penises.
These are problems. Use it to start a lawnmower, Daddy G.
That's what penises are for.
Ding, 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 ding. What the fuck, man? The very
Jesus
Danish
Christ.
Show, education expert Sophie Munster said. Well, yes. We have a tradition to push the limits and use humor, and we think it's totally normal. That's pretty cool, though, that they're not uptight about wieners and
Exactly.
Shows.
Like we are.
You know, that's the bottom line. I mean, we're uptight. That's why it's funny to us, because they penises, you know, fuck, man. Stupid. No.
Danish children are more sophisticated than we are.
I know, and we're like 60, man. We should be ashamed.
And it's Hillerman.
I missed this one on the... Oh, my God.
I'm on the YouTube now. It's Hillerman, yeah.
Okay, I missed this one on the Bobo story. I missed this one on the Bobo stories. This 18-year-old girl saw her aunt and uncle in a DC video, so she fucking narked on him. Love it.
Good for her, man.
Good night.
Uh-huh. All right. Someone's on the Christmas list this year.
Nothing for you. Okay, oh, here's one from Apple Cheek sent me this one. The world's unluckiest burglars. Butt dialed the police during a heist.
During a heist.
Yeah. They butt dialed the authorities in the middle of a burglary. The incident happened Wednesday evening in Stoke-on-Trent, England. One of the suspects accidentally sat on his phone and dialed 999, the British 911. The operator reported the call to police and stayed on the line while authorities rushed to the scene. We received a call detailing all the antics up to the point hearing our patrol arrive and wrestling, blah, blah, blah. So that's pretty funny.
I got it all recorded. That's great.
Police arrested two men aged 49 and 42 in connection with the incident. Nice.
You know, Oxygen TV, ever hear of Oxygen TV?
Yeah, isn't that Oprah's thing?
I have no idea. But anyway, they have a show called Florida Man, where they do all these stupid criminal shit that happens in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a cottage industry there.
That's a lot of material right there. That writes itself.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll wrap up with a couple of public service announcements. How about that, man? Help people out here.
Yeah, well, that's what we're all about.
First of all, don't storm the Capitol anymore.
No.
All right? Can we just all agree to not storm the Capitol?
There you go.
Everybody? Okay. Then, you know those, like, icicles come off your roof?
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, real cold and snow and shit. Don't eat those things, man.
No?
No. Icicles form when water that's on your roof melts and runs down the side of the building, see?
Mm-hmm.
And your roof's covered with bird shit, man. So, like, if you're sucking on... At least I remember doing that when I was a kid, man. We'd be sucking on them fucking icicles. It's mainly, like, water and bird shit, man. Yeah.
So, what kinds of weird shit?
Get a popsicle. They're a little you know, cost a little more, but they don't taste like bird shit.
Yeah.
And finally, this was also Apple Cheeks posted this. I found this article as well, independently. We need some music, Mom. Oh, where's my favorite, man? There it is. This guy in Australia. Did you see him? The naked fugitive?
No.
Yeah, he was rescued from crocodiles. He knew. Don't pet the crocodile. Don't pet the croc.
His penis didn't save his life.
Everything was shriveled on this guy when they found him, man. Two fishermen, they rescued naked guy in a tree. He's covered with mud cuts and insect bites. Survived for 4 days eating snails And I guess he ate his clothes, too. That's why he ended up naked.
All right.
But he had been under house arrest. And so he, you know, got tired of that, took off the ankle bracelet, headed for the hills, and one thing led to another, and he got treed by some crocodiles. So,
Jesus. Jeez.
But he had basic survival. Well, he listened to Popeye. You know, he had basic survival skills, and he did not pet the crocodiles.
Oh, man. There you have it. Jesus.
A lesson for us all.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't groceries, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Oh, yeah. Listen, all around the world, I'd rather be a fly.
Of dumps.
Is everybody happy?
Alright.
Massive bumps. Grits ain't groceries. Chicken ain't poultry. And Mona Lisa was a man.
There you have it.
That's some serious shit there, brother.
Uh-huh.
Don't pet the crocs. Don't pet the gators. I would be sure that the petting ban on alligators would also apply to crocodiles.
I would think so. Who amongst us would know the difference, anyway?
Exactly.
Yep.
Hello, Mask. We've been joined by Mask Free America.
Mask Free America, okay.
Yeah. let's see. Oh, I saw a video. This is... I shouldn't even say this. But...
Sure,
go ahead. I will. Yeah, Billy Mumy. The great Billy Mumy.
Yep.
He's on Facebook, and he posts, you know, every once in a while I put a video up, he plays a little guitar there, you know, he's a real nice guy.
Here.
He's like a real decent chap. Well, I hit the play on his video, man, I was like, oh, man, he looks like Martin Mull these days, man, he's getting jowly, you know.
All right.
You know. That's a little petty, don't you think? I'm above that. I'm not going to mention it. I mean, like, if he grew a bit bushier mustache, he'd be Martin Mull. Dead nuts. Exactly. I was going to get one of the greatest kid actors ever.
Yeah, why did he stay with it? I like to know what happened there.
Well, I mean,
he made the transaction, didn't he? How old
sort
was
of.
He
was in
was the Save the Animals show, whatever movie, whatever the fuck that was called. God Bless the Animals or something. How old was he in that?
Bless the Beasts and the Children, right?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. 16, 17, 18, something like that.
Yeah, he was getting toward the late teens.
Yeah.
All right.
As far as I know, that's the last thing he's done. I don't know. I should check.
Here we go.
Oh.
Yeah. He did that. Didn't they do what's the one with the kids on the island?
The Lord of the Flies. Was he?
Lord of the Flies. Yeah. Yeah. He was in that.
He was in one of those versions. Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe so. I'm remembering it differently. But yeah, he was a tall, skinny teenager. And I didn't see him again until that dreaded Twilight Zone movie in the 80s that killed Vic Morrow.
Was he in that?
Hey, man, let's call up Malt Liquor Man and piss him off, man. Hey, Malt Liquor Man, Vic Morrow in the Twilight Zone movie. I don't know if you ever got more pissed off at anything.
That was great.
Twilight Zone
movie. Mr. Maltman.
He loved Vic Morrow, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then he started... Yeah, okay, Ford, Bill Mumy was in Babylon 5, so that was like...
Okay, I never got
2000
into those
shows. The 90. No, I didn't see... My son watched them. I never... I don't know. I lost track of... Lost track of TV and shit, man. I don't know what I watch. I like Test Patterns. They're kind of cool. Okay, literary heroines. Here's the clue. This literary character was inspired by Delphine Delamore, whose adultery led her to her 1848 suicide. Nobody knows that. Oh, who's Madame Bovary? I did know that. No, I didn't.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
That's
I mean,
another
it's such
Alex
a rare thing? Occasion when you actually. Yeah, when you actually do hit on a Final Jeopardy, it's kind of cool, isn't it? I don't know if you're into that, but because usually the first round of Jeopardy, I'll pretty much do some damage, you know. And then they go into round two, and the questions get so much fucking harder.
Oh yeah.
My God, you're like what? Having what is this? Hey.
I got the $1 million or whatever question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire at one time.
Oh, the first $1 million one? Where the answer was Richard Nixon? I got that one too.
No, another one.
That had to have been a setup. The first guy won the million with the crazy guy that passed away this year. Millionaire. The answer was Richard Nixon, and I knew the fucking answer. It's so easy.
I knew another one from the Bilbo Baggins thing, the Lord of the Rings. And I've only read The Hobbit. The Hobbit was the only book I read. I didn't read the other three. But I got through the process of elimination. I knew it was in the first book, so I knew the answer.
You got the gist of it from The Hobbit, you know.
Yeah.
I read the whole thing, man. I got the trilogy and Dark Side of the Moon for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
Oh boy. And a new set of headphones. I don't think they saw me till like April. I didn't come out till April. Whoa, man.
Sounds like a good Christmas, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a damn good Christmas. Yeah. I don't even think I was smoking weed yet, but it was still a trip, you know. It was like, whoa,
sure.
Headphones on. Read fucking Lord of the Rings and listen to Pink Floyd, man.
There you have it.
Good time,
that's the gateway.
Good time.
That's what got you smoking.
That's why I'm a chronic drug addict to this day.
There you go. Harris did it to you.
Well, you know, that's the American tapestry, man.
Well, God bless America.
We're all here, man. Oh, you know why we're all here?
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! That's right, kids. It's yodeling time.
Yes.
If I can find it. Yeah. See here. We got a yodel somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
Where the fuck's the yodel, man?
Hope it's a short one.
Dang.
Anyone call in a yodel for us?
I'm confused, man. Talk amongst yourselves. No, we're cool. I'll just find
it's
it.
There somewhere.
It's here. It's somewhere in here, man.
Yeah.
I swear. What the fuck, man?
I just said I had a cradle, man. I'm in the mood for yodeling.
Oh. All right, I'm gonna just grab the first yodel I see. All right.
Okay, you should feed us something.
Oh, this looks good, man. All right. They upload, baby. Here we go. Processing.
There you go.
Stuff, man. We'll have a
Apple
yodel.
Apple Cheeks' sister posted a howdy yodel the other day. There you go.
Nice.
It's a phenomenal.
All right. Here we go,
got
man.
It.
First yodel I found. Yodel.
Sitting alone at Buddha with my bacon maple bar. When Looks to Kill said you want a thrill and be a wilder yodeling star, they call call me Queen Sirena. I got aqua eyes and curls. I'm the voodoo vamp from the deep, dark, damp, volcanic, oceanic world. She said, look, Raspberry Romeo, let's get to the heart of the matter. I'm not into idle talk or hip Portlandia-like chatter. So if you and me gonna get along, here's the sum and total. You see, I'm all yours for double damn sure if you do that voodoo yodel. Well, okay. How's that, voodoo doll? She said, amazing, Ace, to my glazed face, but you're dead if you try to stop. Now, I'm one jittery, fritter-eating critter at the all-night donut shop. She glared at me most wantonly with eyes that'd drill a hole. Said she'd use her knee to impress on me to keep up the voodoo yodel. She said the night is young, hold your yodeling tongue and things might come out fine. Jump into my Volvo, let it all unwind. The immoral of this story made voodoo's big black book. A voice that purred from a wicked smirk, and a yodel was all it took. Well, things got hot and heavy. Wedding plans were in the air. A yodel Romeo and a water witch can't hitch just any old ware. So with voodoo rings and yummy yodelings, now we're each other's spouse. Yep, we tied the knot where the stump town's hot at the voodoo donut house. Years go by working side by side, and now we're voodoo stars, doing the mango tango with our fancy clothes and car. She let go of her Volvo and bought a pink convertible Caddy. Now we're renowned around Portland town like Trace and old Cat Daddy. My voodoo doll, she gave her all for the donut universe. She plots and plans with the yodeling man, spreading the voodoo curse. If anyone tries the shadowy art, she craftily outboxes. Her motto rings that all good things do come in bright pink boxes. And that the voodoo doll.
Nice.
Indeed. Indeed. Right. Indeed.
Yes.
Sweet little
absolutely
story to it. Okay. It's got it
well,
all,
thank you,
baby.
Ford has learned a lot, especially all the stuff about what not to do with your long penis.
Yes.
Appreciate it. You're like, you know, if the least we could do is pass along some good information, like
that's right.
Not petting gators or crocodiles.
The John Dillerman intro is now on Grenache, so if you want to take a look at the intro to that show.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't want to miss that bad lad.
There you go. You can learn a lot from John Dillon. You can
learn a lot from a guy with a really long penis. I mean, it's really long.
The things you can do with it.
Well, we had it was an educational night. Ope says, well, you know, we had all those little possums. We had to, you know, tone down the dirty stuff and go for the more informational crap. So
that's right.
You know, that was the point. Pile on possum, right here on Earth. So thank everybody for coming.
Thank you, everybody.
It was. Cake said, "Yes, mighty fine indeed, man. What are you like? Are you possessed by Matt Dillon. That's like such a Matt Dillon thing to say. Like Matt Dillon will be around the campfire eating a plate of beans, you know. Out of beans, Matt. He'll go, mighty fine. Mighty fine.
I find myself saying that a lot, too.
MGD. Mighty fine. Mighty fine mighty possum. Fine. There you go. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming. Hey, Dunka. There, Dunka. Dunka.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff.
Yeah, it was good. To, good time.
As well as educational.
And educational. You know. Let's see. Warm up the transporter here. Get my cue ready. We'll make it a perfect ending.
Water.
MGD. I don't know why I have MGDs, but I do. I just
smoking a punch cigar. A punch Diablo cigar. Very tasty cigar.
Nice. Because I do have some Molsons in the fridge, man. Could have had one. Could have had a Molson. Could have had a V8. I got V8 in there.
It's still
MGD,
early.
MGD, Miller Genuine Draft. Miller Genuine Draft. Good beer. Good American beer, at least. Energize! Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Tired of leaving nothing. No one even knows you're gone. Someone's always there to take your seat. Wonder how it feels to hear someone say glad you're home, to greet the same old friends on familiar streets. My old pappy always told me your fate is in your head. Stand pat or draw, it's yours to choose. Luck don't have a thing to do with how you play the game. Mavericks didn't come here to lose.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
I love that.
I love that.
I love
thing.
That.
I know. Is that the greatest, man?
That is. And I like I mean,
if you got 23.
It's 10 p.m., you know where your children are. That's a good find. I remember hearing that all the time. It's
oh, man.
Kind of perfect with the show.
But you gotta, you know, keep updating things. Don't you catch Larry at the beginning? Eh, nobody likes the census guy.
Yeah.
That was left over from when I was doing the census.
It's still a good bite.
Yeah, because, you know, I took an oath on the Constitution. You know what I did?
Uh-huh.
I held to that oath. Looking at you, Ted Cruz. Looking at you, Ted Cruz.
Hey, you see how Ford signed off?
Penis poof. He's working the transporter with his wingy. With his schwingy. Oh, I forgot to mention the guy with all the Trump signs. He had the four signs in the yard and the one on the I said his name, but we're off the air, so it doesn't matter. And he had the Uncle Bobo flag on the front of the house. And I went over to the store, go past there. They're gone. He has nothing hanging, nothing. He took the flag.
Yep.
The flag was hanging the other day. The last flag's gone, man. He lost that game.
Well, hopefully, some of the 74 fucking million turned against him.
Wise up.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I can't imagine most
like the,
of
well,
them, but at least some.
The guy across the street still got his in the front window. Loud
yeah.
and proud.
Yeah,
fuck you, motherfucker. You know? So.
They've been brainwashed, man. You got to watch that documentary. I'm telling you, it's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I will get
the
to that.
The brainwashing, the brainwashing of my dad, my father.
Yep. Oh, and today on the Virginian,
yeah.
They had that hunky... That hunky Robert Redford was the guest star.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He's still
even
with
the,
us,
even
isn't he?
The, yeah. Even the boys yeah. were kind of like horny. Got everybody, even like LJ Cobb was horny.
Espresso.